friends when you bring together people from all generations and backgrounds and have honest, heartfelt, and sometimes comedic conversations. You get Gen to Gen, a new podcast designed to bring together generations to talk about history, life's greatest moments, and bringing the old together with the new. When we come back from the break, we're going to introduce season one of Gen to Gen. The first season of Gen to Gen will cover a moment in history, September 11th, 2001, that is set to reach the 18-year anniversary this year. And I thought it was appropriate that we revisit that day from a lot of different perspectives. That's what this season, the first season, the inaugural season of Gen to Gen, is going to cover. And just a word of caution to our listeners. Because this date was real, we've made a conscious editorial decision to not bleep out any language that is used in our interviews or through the news clippings that we will present throughout this series. So just please be aware of that. Additionally, September 11, 2001 is an emotional day for a lot of people. So please be aware that this may trigger some memories for you, some emotions for you. So just listen when you can and when you should.
Stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're returning to the airport.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
We just got a report in that there's been some sort of explosion at the World Trade Center in New York City.
The air is filled with hundreds of thousands of pieces of paper that are just sort of floating like confetti.
The Associated Press is now reporting that it was an aircraft.
Oh, human loss. I mean,
oh my God, another plane has just hit.
Oh, another one just hit.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Just flew directly over my building.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
There's another one.
There was another one.
I'm running away very, very quickly. There are more explosions further down the building.
Explosion.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street. Everybody's panicking.
We will hear from people of all backgrounds and all ages.
I'm Max McLaughlin.
I'm Alan Samuel Cullen.
My name is Tracy Dedor.
I'm Michael Brian Dunn.
I am Yad Conrad.
We have a teacher who was a first-year teacher on that morning. We have an executive coach who was working for a book publisher in New York City and witnessed the second plane hit the tower with their own eyes. We have an Iraqi-born man who is living in Iraq and who now lives in San Francisco, who went to bed on the 11th, just having heard about the incident for the first time. We have a Broadway actor who was away from New York City for the first night of a new production up in Baltimore. And we have an 18-year-old who wasn't even a year old on that day.
This is our 6-7 floors were taken out, and there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Hold on just a moment. We've got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay, just put Winston on pause there for just a moment.
Okay, the whole building just exploded some more. The whole top part.
Okay.
The building's still intact. People are running up the street.
If you're just joining us, the breaking story that we're following out of New York City, within the span of 18 minutes, two separate planes crashing into the World Trade Center. The rescue operations underway, not clear. We're going to show you, this is the second plane after the first tower was already on fire. This happened just minutes ago. We'll let the pictures tell the story. You saw it live here on CNN as it happened. The plane crashed right into the side of the World Trade Center, causing a huge explosion now as we speak, and we're showing you live pictures now, smoke and fire taking place in both towers of the World Trade Center.
And we're just now getting word again from the Associated Press now saying that the crash of these two aircraft into the towers of the World Trade Center in New York appear to be an act of terrorism. This, they are quoting a U.S. official. They did not say which department of this this U.S. official was speaking from, or the authority this official was actually carrying at this particular point. But they're saying that a U.S. official is now saying to the Associated Press, it is official. Well, he is saying at least that these two aircraft crashes we've seen into each of the towers of the World Trade Center are the act of terrorism. We're just getting word now that President Bush is going to be coming out, and he's going to have comments momentarily. We understand. We're keeping an eye on the picture from Sarasota. He's going to be returning to Washington almost immediately, we understand. Darren?
But it's more than just these four attacks, the two in New York, the one in Washington, and the one in Pennsylvania, and the president jet-setting all across the sky at galactic speeds on that day until he returned to Washington that evening. For me and for this season, it's about these people telling their stories, reliving their experiences, and saving a piece of history that for those of us who were there, we carry it with us. For those of us who weren't yet born, who have experienced it in a new way, in the first real world event of the digital age where everyone knows where they were and what they were doing.
I remember it being a picture perfect day, one of those perfect fall days, or I guess late summer days, super blue sky, just sunny and crisp, and just one of those beautiful, beautiful days.
Well, because I had to be there at 7:45, I had not heard about them until all of my students came in. And one of my students, I taught at a Lutheran school, so one of my students said, we have to pray for the children of, or the people in New York. And I said, what? And she said, we saw on the news of a plane crashing into a building. And I just stood there staring at her because she was my smartest student. And so I knew she was probably telling the truth.
I would say to a degree, pretty much everyone's experience is going to be interesting in a way that this had so much impact that nobody could see that at the time.
Of course, everybody's thoughts turn to, who do we know that's in that building? Who's affected, or what's going on? But I know for myself, I just thought it was an accident, that it was just kind of random.
Well, because Madison is near Chicago, our principal talked to us, and we actually locked down the school, knowing that Chicago is another big city, and we didn't know if we were going to be the next attack or not. So we locked down, and that's really when I knew, okay, this is really going on.
You know, the insecurities just were monumental. Because you just didn't know what the impact of this was going to be.
So I remember it was the evening, and we were watching the news, and there was like a little bit of 9 p.m. or something around then. You know, the late night news comes on, and they showed that, and my mom was like, "Oh, that does not look good. That's not..." Like, it was a very normal story at the beginning.
You know, when I explore cities, I look around at the monuments or whatever is the big touristing thing to see. And now there is always, and it's become something that we've forgotten that was never there. All these concrete blocks in front of any accessible public place.
When we were traveling, we started hearing about what had happened, and it was it was crazy and devastating in a way that I think in a way that people didn't know what to do about it, but still could relate to pretty much everyone in it and out of it, just by the nature of the society from Iraq being very familiar with like very devastating and kind of life-threatening situations.
I was just hyper aware of every moment and every thought I was having. I was hyper aware.
This season, Jen to Jen is going to cover the individual moments of September 11th for these five incredible people. They come from differing backgrounds, from different parts of the country, from different parts of the world. And they're going to talk about the good, they're going to talk about the bad, and they're going to talk about the unknown of that day and what it meant to them and how it's impacted them going forward. And when all is said and done, when we're done with this season, this inaugural season of Jen to Jen, there's one thing that's going to stand out. And I'm so glad to be able to share their stories with you. It's going to be an incredible journey as we lead into this 18-year anniversary of September 11th. And we're going to go on this journey together, just like we did on that day, September 11th, 2001.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Jen to Jen podcast. If you loved it or hated it, please do leave us a rating wherever you're listening. And if you loved it, do tell your friends about it. And be sure to follow us online on Instagram or Twitter at Jen2JenPodcast. That's Jen, the number 2, Jen Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Dedor, and this show is mixed and produced by Sprout Media at GoSproutMedia.com with consulting help from Steve Adams. Special thanks to five guests: Yad Conrad, Max McLaughlin, Alan Samuel Cohen, Michael Brian Dunn, and Tracy Dedor. Music credit goes to Joseph McDade. Thanks for listening. This podcast was mixed and produced by Sprout Media, a digital media firm in Des Moines, Iowa, who believes in doing things differently. They believe in putting consumers and clients first, being a partner in marketing, and inspiring your tomorrow. They build websites, create digital media strategies, shoot and produce videos, and edit and produce podcasts just like this one. Check out Sprout Media at GoSproutMedia.com. where you can subscribe to their podcast, The Buzz Addiction, or even request a free consultation. That's GoSproutMedia.com.